few years ago, I guess we were learning, it was Ksubis, I don't remember which Masechta, we were doing HaMagbiya Metzila Chaveirai, Kana Chaveirai. I wanted very much to be able to somehow give you a Navi share on HaMagbiya Metzila Chaveirai. I was very into the Sugya. I couldn't figure out a way for Balabatim to start talking to them about picking up a talis in the street. You know, you have to find some interesting baseball game or something to introduce it with. So I found a tshuva, and I used it. I was able to get people into it. Because sometimes there are arguments in the Navi Shir about whether you're allowed to reserve seats for other people. Somebody comes in and he wants to get a good seat. A good seat means close enough to the door so you don't have to wait for everybody when you leave. So somebody wants to get a good seat. Somebody comes in and he throws his coat over three seats. He saves seats for other people. So there's been ongoing sichsuch about whether you're allowed to reserve seats, you're not allowed to reserve seats. I always tell him to leave me out of it and whatever it is. So I happened to bump into a tshuva from Rabbi Avraham Weinfeld, Olam Shalom. He had a tshuva about reserving seats. He said, it's totally in the suya of a magbiya mitzila chaveri kona chaveri. Question is, could you be zaych in a seat for somebody else if he's not here? He says, totally, migudi zaych l'nafshi zaych l'chaveri. It works out rather very geschmack. We'll have to learn through a sugya first. But it works out geschmack to be totally in chiluk edeis in how it works. But how should it be? Could you be zaych for someone else? Why?
You can't be
zaycha. You can't take three seats for yourself. You can't lie down on the three seats. So you can't be zaycha for someone else. So I can only be zaycha one for someone else and none for me. Once I'm zaycha one for someone else, can I then sit down in another seat? I think someone tainted that last week when we started talking to Sugya. What? We're going to see what you say once we get into the sugya. I think people are saying things a little differently. Let's learn, first of all, just pashup shat in the Tuma and the Amrim in the Gemara. And then we'll get to the Ktzais and the Sivis that we were talking about. I want just to explain here pshat in the Machlaikis between Rami Bar Chama and Rava. Rabbi Bar Chama said, "Am I be a mitzil chaver kana chaver?" Right? From our Mishnah of one person picking up a talis and being zaycha loiv lechaver. Rava says, "Loi lomai malach am I be a mitzil chaver is loi kana chaver." Hachainu tamu mikud zaken nashi zaken nami lechaver. I just want you should understand pshat. I'm not telling you any different any shtickle Torah now. The difference between Rami Bar Chama and Rava. And listen very carefully. Rava holds, Migul de Zachi Lenafshe, if in fact you're Zaycha for yourself, Zachi Lechavre. If you're Zaycha part of what you're picking up for yourself, you could be Zaycha another part for your Chavre. But you have to be Zaycha something for yourself. Once you're Zaycha for yourself, you can be Zaycha another Chelik for someone else. Rami Bar Chama holds, Migu di iboi zochi lenafshe, zochi lechavre. Migu di iboi zochi lenafshe, zochi lechavre. That means I could be zaycha for myself. Since I could be zaycha for myself, I could be zaycha for someone else too. What's the difference between that and Rava? Rami Bar Chama is saying that I don't have to be zaycha for myself. Let's say I walk down the street and there's a tire on the floor for a Toyota. I don't own a Toyota. I don't want this tire. But I have a friend who owns a Toyota, so I want to pick it up and be zaycha for him. Could I be zaycha for him? Rami Bar Chama holds yes. Because migu di iboi zochi lenafshe, if I want, I could be zaycha for myself. So I could be zaycha for my chaver too. Rava says, no. Rava says only migu deizachi lenafshe zachi lechaveri. If I'm being zaychit half of it for myself, then I could be zaychit half of it for my chaver. But if I'm not being zaychit anything for myself, only for my chaver, then we don't say hamagbiya metzia lechaveri kana chaveri. I can't pick up just something for someone else. It's chav lachrini. It's causing other people a loss. Only if migu de izachi lenafshe, if I am in fact having a kinyan in this for myself, then zachi nami lechavrei. Then I can do it for my chav. But if I'm not actually being zaycha for myself, then I can't be kind of for my chav. So the language is almost identical, but the difference is a big difference. Rava holds migu de izachi lenafshe, zachi lechavrei. If you're actually zaycha for yourself, you're zaycha for your chav. And Rami Bar Chama holds migu di ibayi zachi lenafshei zachi lechavrei. If you want to be zeicha for yourself, you could. So therefore, you could be zeicha for someone else too. Everyone agrees that on something I cannot be zeicha for myself. Everyone agrees I can't be zeicha for someone else. Let's say, for example, I'm an usher, and I'm in a field. There's pay on the in the field. I say, look, I'm an usher, I can't be kind of pay it for myself, but I have a friend who's an ani. I'll pick it up and I'll be zaycha, this payah, for my friend the ani. There, Sai Rami Bar Chama and Sai Rava both agree that I cannot be zaycha for my chaver. There, I'm not iboy zachi lenafshei, I can't be zaycha for myself, and I'm not being zaycha for myself. So to pick something up for someone else, when it's chav lachrini, when it causes a loss to other people now can't get it, that everybody holds, I cannot do. That there's no machlaikis, Rambam Chama and Rav. So we have here three situations. The first situation is, everyone agrees it works, that's Rav's case. Where I am in fact picking up half for myself, so that everyone agrees I can pick up half for someone else. The second case is where ibayi zachi lenafshei, where if I want, I could pick up for myself, but I'm not. But if I want, I could. Then it's a machlokes Rava and Rami Bar Chama. That's the machlokes. The third case, a case where it's chav lachrini, where other people are going to have a loss, and I don't have a migu ibayi zachi lenafshei, and I can't take it for myself. There, everyone agrees you cannot be zaycha for other people. Right, those are the three levels of being kind of other people. This has nothing to do with shlichus. If someone makes me a shliach, I certainly could be kind of him. This has to do with
pay
what?
Pay you also?
Not sure. But if not, there are other reasons why. But as far as hilchas kinyanin, yes. So these are the three. I shouldn't say everybody. I was actually machlekes Rashi and Taisus by shlichus. So I have to get to shlichus by chav lachrim. But stamazai, if I'm going in the street and I find something and I see something, these are the three levels of kinyanim. Again, something I can't take for myself, I zikha can't take for my chaver. Something I could take, but I'm choosing not to, achleikas rova rami brachama. And something that I am taking for myself, something that in fact I am, but bepayel, taking for myself, I can take half for myself and half for my chaver. These are the three sheet. This we paskin like Rami Bar Chama, which means we paskin that we do say ibay zachi lenafshei zachi lechaver. We do say hamagbiya metzia lechaveri kara chaveri. In the case of a tire in the street, if I pick it up for my chaver, we paskin that I'm kaina because ibay zachi lenafshei. Since I could be zachi for myself, it's not chav lachrini because if I want, I could be kaina for myself. Now, these are the three hechetimtzes. Now, one of the cases in which this comes up is the case of a loiva and a malva. There's a malva who owes money to 10 people. Let's say the malva owes $1,000 to each of 10 people, and he's going bankrupt, he has no money. The loiva owes money to 10 people. The loiva owes money to 10 people, and he's going broke. He has no money left, he has $1,000 left, and I know he's about to declare bankruptcy, he's folding up his business, he's not going to make any more money. He's got $1,000. And I'm a malva. So can I go and grab the $1,000 for myself? Yes. Right, metaltalim, first come, first serve. Whoever grabs it, he gets it. So if I want, I could grab the $1,000 for myself. I'm a malva. Let's say someone who's not a malva wants to come and grab $1,000 for his friend who's a malva. What would be the din? Someone who's not a malva wants to grab $1,000 for someone else. That's chav lachrini. He has no migudi boy zachil nafshe. So you all should understand that a third person can't just go grab. That's like the case of the payah. Just like payah, only aniyim could grab. So too, from a laiva, only malvis could grab. If I'm not a malva, I'm just a person off the street. And I want to go grab the $1,000 for my friend who's a malva. Obviously, I can't do it. Now here's the shaila. What happens, and listen carefully, but think about it. The malva, the laiva owes $1,000 to each of 10 people. He owes me $1,000, Shimon $1,000, Levi $1,000, Yehuda, he owes everyone $1,000. I'm grabbing $1,000 for myself. But there's 1,500 there. So I want to grab $1,000 for myself, plus 500 for my chaver. Am I allowed to grab the $1,500? I'm a malva. The $1,000 for myself, there's no shaila I could grab. Can I now already grab $500 for my chaver also? It's cash, let's say dollarable, $1,500. Can I grab for my chaver $500 too? What do you say in Svara? Yes, why?
Because I can say $700 for me, or $800 for my friend, or $800 for me.
Say $800 for me and $700 for my friend. So can I do that? Depends what she does first. See, this is what I thought people are going to say. First of all, because you, what about grabbing it all at once? Grabbing it all at once, 1,500. Huh? So should I be able to grab 1,500? I don't agree. You guys are arguing. Huh? Should I be able to grab $1,500? Sorry. How do you understand? That's what I'm asking.
I understand it's no.
It's no because, what's it said, no?
Because it means that only this Maisa Kinyan, or me and Maisa Kinyan, I need to be Zaycha for him. Over here it's cash, so maybe I'm not going to say that.
No, everybody mask him. I want you to think about it. You won't be aimed on what it's totally in unless you give it some effort on your home.
He doesn't have a schus in the 1,500.
But could he take the rest for his friend?
Why not?
This is the question. The question is this. See, the Sma argues. The Sma, this is all in Simen Kuf Hei, where this is brought, the Sma Sivkot and Gimel. The Sma says, that, what do you mean? How much could I grab for myself? For myself, I only grab 1,000. In the extra 500, I'm like a nobody. I'm just like a person off the street. In the extra 500, the Sma Tainis, who am I? Who am I? In the 1,000, I'm a somebody. If I want to grab the 1,000, I want to be nice, 500 for me, 500 for my friend, no problem. But if I'm grabbing the 1,000 for myself, and now I want to grab 500 for someone else, that 500, I'm a nobody. What shaychus do I have? How can I grab for someone else? And the Sma writes that it's poshut and svara. Deloika Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says that you could grab for the other person. Beis Yosef says that you could grab for the other person. The Sma says, a fashteis nisht. On 1,000, I'm a balabas. On 500, who am I? On which 500? It's all grabbed in one shot. It's a good question. Which 500? Well, let me ask you, what would be the deal if you owe me $1,000 and I grab $1,500? So you say, I'm a ganav, if I have to give you back $500. So I'll say, which
$500?
I don't know which $500.
He's picking up
the second. Any time. It's one Kenyan.
One Kenyan. So of the 15, $500
If it's one Kenyan.
The third 500 has to be what the salary is. The first 500 I can say it's mine. The second 500 is it. The third 500 is the question is it for me or is it for him?
Depends on what you put it in. All right. You realize, first of all, that the whole shaila about reserving seats, grabbing two seats, is the same shaila?
Not exactly.
Exactly the same shaila.
No, not at all.
I'm entitled to grab one seat, I want to grab two. I'm entitled to grab 1,000, I want to grab 1,500.
Not at all.
Why not?
Because when I make a kinyan for the 500, let's say I would get the 500 first, unless I pick up the $500 for him, it belongs to him. If I'm reserving a seat for someone...
So you're making it even more lenient.
Reserving a seat doesn't make a kinyan, doesn't it?
Why isn't it a kinyan? Of course it's a kinyan. Why isn't it a kinyan? A place that belongs to the rabbi, whoever sits there has a right to it, has a mamonistic right to it. If you sit down, if a shul is open to the tzibur and you sit down, apidin, you have a right to that seat. No? You have a right. You don't have a mamonistic right. So I'm going to go and I'm going to be kind of by sitting there, whatever the kinyan is. And, how are you kind of seat? You're kind of by chazalka. Chazalka is you sit down. So sit down. So you sit down there, you sit down there.
Yeah. Stuff down.
Let's say you lay down. I don't know, putting stuff down. I don't know if you have a right to put things on a seat.
So
a person
seat
comes and says, I want to sit.
For me, it's for my
I'll get back to the seats. Let's stick with the smart for a minute. When we talked about the seats, it was so posh to everybody. You can't get more than one seat. And we're talking about money, you know, and not everyone's so clear that you can't grab the 1500. So why the what's the difference between grabbing for me and my friend money and grabbing my friend a seat? Hard to see. But the sma, lemaisa, the sma says you can only grab what's owed to you. What in that? You're nobody. You have no shaykhs, yeah. What was? I'm not sure. What's the din in a regular case? There's one malva, one loiva. The loiva owes me $1,000. He's not paying. Bezin says I could grab. Let's say I grab a coat. Am I allowed to grab a $1,500 coat if he owes me $1,000? So I'm not sure what the rule normally is. I'm not going to hold
$1,500.
$1,000, but the $500 still belongs to him. This is the Shach writes. I think his lashon is Kol Yamai. I held like the Sma. He said, I always held like the Sma. Then he says, then he learned Bav Metzia Davches. I guess again, I'm sure he learned it before. He says Ma'ayin in the sugya Bav Metzia Davches, and he saw that. That the Beis Yosef is right, that if it's one grabbing and one kinyan, it could be kaima. What's his raya? Says raya, it's a little darkistic, but his raya is from Rava. What does Rava hold? Rava hold doesn't hold iboy zochi lenafshe. Rava holds if you kaima something for yourself, you kaima for your chaver too. That once you kaima for yourself, you also kaima for your chaver. Which means that Rava holds that once I'm doing a kinyan bepoil on something, the kinyan could work for someone else also, even though I normally can't be kind of for that person. But if it's in one kinyan, then I could do it. Right? Rava doesn't hold that I could pick up two different talis, and one for me and one for him. Rava says if it's all one talis, migu, then I'm zeichin, this talis for myself, and this kinyan is for me, that this kinyan could be for him too. That means Rava holds, in the language of the Beis Yosef, that if I have a tzad zchiyah, that means a tzad zchiyah means I have one part or one angle of zchiyah in this thing, I could be kind of for someone else too. Zok Tishach, just like Rava in his shita, holds that if I'm doing one kinyan for myself, I could be kind of for someone else. Rami Bar Chama, who's even more maker, because Rami Bar Chama holds that migudi ibai zachil nafshi zachil chavre. Rami bar Chama holds it's more, I'm more kayach to be kinder for someone else. So certainly he's maida that if in one kinyan I'm kinder the $1,000 for me at the same maisa kinyan I'm kinder 500 for someone else, that in one maisa kinyan migudi zachil nafshi I can be zachil chavre also. Because here b'payel I'm being zeicher for myself. Even Rava would hold I could be kinder for someone else.
But in the talus, he had so, right.
What
he
right?
Had, he had a right to the whole talus. So that's why he could be zeicher to his friend. He was never right to all the money.
He had a right to the whole talus. Actually, the two of them picked it up together. So he could have never be kinder the whole thing himself. So if he had come
right
first.
To, so he had the right to.
If he had come first, he could have. But Rava holds that if we're picking it up together, I could be Zeich L'chavre, even though I can't be kind of the whole thing.
No, I had a right to the whole thing.
I don't have a right, so the other person's picking up the other half. I'm being up half and he's picking up here.
He's being up, so that takes, but I'm not being Zeich in the half that he's picking up. I'm being Zeich for my chavre for the right that I have. The half that I'm picking up, I have the right to be Zeich for my chavre.
Why do you have a right to be Zeich for your chavre? Rava holds you can't be Zeich for someone else, and it's here. Rava holds, if you wouldn't have a chelik in the kinyan, you can't pick up a mitzvah and be zeich for your chaver.
Once I could be zeich in the whole thing, and I'm being zeich partially, so that I can be zeich for my chaver.
Remember, Rava holds, could is not good enough. You have to say, once I'm being zeich partially.
And it's something that I could also, something that I could own.
I can't, because he's picking up the other half. He's picking up
but
the half
that you're picking up.
The half I'm picking up, I'm zeich for myself, nobody argues. Now, at the same time, I'm being zeich the other half for my chaver. So you see that in one kinyan I can be zeich for someone else, even though I can't really take it myself. My chaver has it. Same thing by Malva Leiva.
But money is different. Money is not one kinyan. I'm being each
one kinyan. No, I'm doing one maaser kinyan, one hakba.
It doesn't help with one hakba. It doesn't make a difference. The only reason why it doesn't work with my palace is because I can't be growing a third of the palace. If I pick up only the corner of the palace, I don't get anything.
Oh, you're saying maybe a taina. Okay, sorry. What are you saying?
I'm saying like him. Again. I'm saying what the refute is. If Reuven picks up half the talis and Shimon picks up the other half,
the same time.
What the svara that Rava is saying is that Reuven's hagbah, Reuven has in mind that part of his hagbah is going to help for Shimon.
Right.
But whatever Reuven's hagbah is, he had a right to do.
Right. But so I'm picking up $1,500. The 1,000 I'm being zeicher for myself, and the other 500 I'm being zeicher for him. Now I have a right to make this kinyan if I only attain ownership of half of it. So since I have a right to attain ownership of half of it in the same kinyan, I want to get the other half or third to my chaver.
The other 500, he has no right to type it for himself.
So here when I pick up a mitzvah with you, the half that you have I can't take for myself.
But you're not, the half that I pick up, you're not picking up for me.
Right, but I'm picking up the whole thing, including the half which is for you. Right, we look at it that each one's picking up the whole thing, I think. Otherwise the Gemara wouldn't make sense.
So no one is giving whatever somebody is able, nobody, in the case of Al Gemara, did somebody pick up something that he wasn't able to pick up for himself for someone else? And pick it up for someone else. No one did that.
He did. He could only get half the talus for himself, not the other half.
The half that he did that he was able to give for himself, he gave to his friend.
No. The half that he got for himself, he got for himself. It's the other half that he's picking up for his friend. Because the Kamisha Munachas Agabi Karka Dami, his friend is picking up half, and the other half is like it's on the Karka. So therefore, I have to pick up for him too. So I'm picking up half for me and half for him.
Right.
Good. I'm glad you said that. All right, it's a little, I'm not saying it's not complicated. Grada, what some people mention, L'chayr is an Eitzah. I could pick up first 500 for my chaver, and then be finished with it, and then pick up a separate 1,000 for myself. What do you say to that? That you ask him? I pick up first 500 for me, for him, and then 1,000 for myself. So the 500 I picked up for him, I could pick up. Once that's finished, I should be able to pick up the other 1,000 for myself. Mask him? It was mask him. What? Because I used up already. Right. But he still owes me 1,000. It's a lifetime thing. Lifetime, I can only pick up 1,000. Or once I pick up for him, it's finished. I mean, if you agree with this, then you can reserve seats that way too. I can reserve a seat for him and then go reserve a seat for me. Lefi Rami Bar Chama, let's say, we pass it Rami Bar Chama. So I can pick up the first seat for him and then the second seat for me.
Huh?
I was telling the machlokes it's a shach and a sma in the normal case. Interesting. Huh? What? The shach? Why does it say it? According to shach, you don't need. The shach holds and the Beis Yosef holds that you could always do it. You could just do it in one kinyan as long as it's all in one shot. You could be kind of for yourself and for someone else simultaneously. And the sma would hold that you can't. So the sma, l'chayr, you have the eitzel, l'chayr, of doing it in two steps. Unless there's some reason you can't do it in two steps that I'm not aware of. What? I used to say the first row. Well, that left side is supposed to be reserved for Achiezer. That's the original deal. The left side up front, it belongs to the people from that shul. That's why there's always a bunch of empty seats there. Because someone does a show, it's a seat. It's like you have a reserved seat for the season. So if you're not there, it stays empty.
Even if it's mutter, doesn't mean it's the right thing to do?
If it's mutter, it doesn't mean... Yeah, people time it. Why should I have to come 15 minutes early? I come every week. I have a safe seat every week. Why should... I don't know what's the right thing, but at any rate, that's not the issue. What's the right thing? We're downing now the Chashem Mishpat the Kedin of Asogel, Rabbi Yitzchak Chaver. Okay, now we're not finished with this yet. Let's see so we have Machlekes Shach and Sma. I'm going to come back to the Machlekes, the Shach and the Sma. And let's just first learn here the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos in our sugya. And the Tosfos Nesivos on the machlokes, and then we'll get back. The Gemara brings here a case of Shutfim Shaganvu. Teida, the Gemara says. Rava speak. Teida, prove Amram. Chilu, Amram, Shluchai, Tzevi, Ganaiv, Levi, Ganav, Potter. If you tell a Shliach, steal for me, and he steals, I'm Potter. Not only I'm Potter, from an Einish. But I'm not kainer the Gneiva either. I'm potter, Rashi says, melashalim. Right? The point is that I'm potter from paying, I'm not kainer anything. Rashi brings in Shliach Dvar Aveira, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimi. Why does Rashi bring the reason? I'm not sure. Rashi says, if you tell someone to steal from you, so in Shliach Dvar Aveira, the Divrei Rav, Divrei. I don't understand why Rashi brings it. Maybe we'll figure something out of Rashi. But anyway, back to the Gemara. V'ilu shatrim shaganvu chayavim. V'aytama la mishum daminim b'gin zachin nashay zachin ma'achav yishma amina. What's the case of shatrim shaganvu? What's the case of shatrim shaganvu? Huh? That's what Rashi says. Huh? Is Machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos, what's the case of Shutfim Shaganvu? So let's just learn Rashi, learn Tosfos, we'll figure out which pshat is more poshut, and then we'll figure out the other pshat. Okay? Shutfim Shaganvu, what's the case? We're trying to figure out a case. Shutfim steal, and what happens? Each one is kind of half of the Gneiv. Okay, that's what we're trying to figure out. A case, Shutfim Shaganvu, each one's kind of half of the Gneiv. It's up to Rashi. One person took it out, l'daitai l'das chaveiroi. Have the case? They have two ganovim. So one of them, they make up, one of them is standing by the door keeping watch, and the other one is grabbing the jewelry. And they steal it. The one who grabbed the jewelry was kind of just for himself, Kinyan Ganeva? Or for both of them? Zot Rashi is kind of for both. Migud Zachel Nashi Zachel Chavrei. Only one person grabbed it. Right? One person grabbed it, and he's kind of for both. So the other Ishainim don't like this. Taisvis, Shutfim Shaganvu, Pirish HaKonchu Shahaitzi Ladaite Ladas Chavrei, right? That he took it out, one person took it. So Taisvis says, you don't understand? Kedisa Bava Kama, Rashi was right from Bava Kama, ain't there a Hasamit Ficha Iri? Ficha afal omrit seve tovayech liyachayiv. Dishin tach zav shliach. Elo. Shutfim shagan vu mean shek biu shneiv. Shutfim shagan vu means that they both took it. What does that mean? Tosis learns that two of them in one grabbing took it out. Like we said last week, they carried a piece of furniture out together and they stole it together. So Tosis holds that in Rashi's case, where only one person grabs it, then what's it in? That only the person who took it is chayiv. And if two people grab it, that's the case that they're both chayiv. Who's more mistaver? Who's more mistaver? More mistaver like Tysus, no? One person grabs. I grab the, if you don't mind bringing in Chumash, I think Rashi in Chumash is Lishitasai. Rashi, at the end of Miketz, where Binyamin is accused of stealing the Gavia, so Yehuda says, okay, we'll all be Avadim. So the Mitzrim say, Gama ataki devrechem kenhu. Really, you should all be avodim. But Ashimatzi ita yuli eved. The one who did it, he'll be an eved. It's like Rashi.
They say we should
all be killed. Rashi says there, Emes kidevrechem kenhu, shakulchem chayovim bedavar, asara shenimtsis kenevi biarechem mehem kulon nitvasim. Rashi says you have 10 people, like you 10 shvatim, and the geneva is found in one of them, they're all chayiv. That's what Rashi said. The Ramban is Matmiya. The Ramban says, one's a Ganev, why are they all Chayiv? So it seems Rashi's Lashitasa, I'm asking. Rashi said, be Lashitasa. If one person, if you have 10 hoodlums, they come together to steal, and only one of them actually grabbed it, the Rashi holds that they're all Ganavim.
Yeah, that was the deal. That's what the brother said.
What?
That's what the brother said when they told him. If you find somebody else, we're all going to be
that. That's not what Rashi says.
They originally said that.
I'm asking, but that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, Asara shenimtsa ganeva biarechem kulam nitfasim. Rashi says there's a rule. He didn't say, because you made the deal. What? So that's what Rashi's coming to tell us, that Dina Mitzrayim. Why Rashi seems to be the Shitasa? Rashi's very Gishmak. Rashi Shita is, if you have a bunch of Ganavim, well, one does the actual grabbing, that they're all Chayiv. No? If Rashi didn't Shtim, oh yeah, say a Teretz. But it Shtims, you don't say a Teretz. Huh? Well, that seems to be what they're saying. Right? If they're not Ganavim, why would they be Kulam Nitfasim? It wouldn't make sense. It only makes sense at all. No, they have to be in on the deal. They have to be in on the deal. All right. So anyway, the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Who's more Pashit? L'chayra, Ashkafer Rishayna. The Pashtus is like Tosfos. That Bishlama two Ganovim, they grab it together. Kemafashtein two Ganovim grab together. They're both Ganovim. But if two Ganovim make plans and go drive down together, and only one person grabs, he should be chayv. Kuntik Tzais. Sivkatan Gimel. And he says, no, he doesn't understand why Tosfos is any better than Rashi. Why is Tosfos any better than Rashi? Lamaisa, if two people are kind of something at the same time, two people pick it up together. So the Gemara says that really, what I'm holding and the other half is in your hand, it's kikilu munachas bekarka dami. Really, when I pick up one end and not the other end, really I wouldn't be a ganav. I wouldn't be a kaina. I'm only a kaina because you picked up the other end, and there's a din of amabiyam etzil chavera, kara chavera. There's a din that if you pick something up for someone else, it's good. So, tiktsais, what's the difference if two people pick up something together? Or if one person picks up for both of them. Either way, it's not a kinyan, unless you say, Magbiya Mitzil Chavere Kona Chavere. Either way, you have to come on to Magbiya Mitzil Chavere Kona Chavere. Because the Gemara is saying that by the Talis, if not for Magbiya Mitzil Chavere Kona Chavere, if I pick up one end of the Talis, the other half is Kamisha Menachas Bakarka Dami, and I'm not kinder. So the only reason I'm kinder is because it's the two of us. So just like, by one person, by two people picking up together. The only reason I'm a ganav is because we're picking it up together. Hu hadin, if one person picks up for both of them, it's the same. If you hold it, doesn't apply to ganeva, it'll never apply to ganeva. So if you're going to tell me by ganeva it never applies, it's an aveira, I'm a kabbal. But Tosis says, no, it doesn't apply if one person is picking up for him and his friend, the other ganev. It doesn't apply. We don't say, magbiya ganev l'chavera kana chavera. But if the two of them pick it up together, we each one by himself is not doing a kinyan. But since there's a rule, magbiya mitzil l'chavera kana chavera, right? So therefore, my kinyan ganeva helps for him, and his kinyan ganeva helps for me. And then Tosis is masking mukayim. But if you have to come out to magbiya mitzil l'chavera kana chavera anyway, so what's the difference if one person picks up for two or two people pick up for two? Either way, my kinyan by itself is not a geneva. It's only a geneva because my chaver also did a kinyan.
One person picks up the whole thing. There's nothing to do with the other person.
But
there's no other sense
when I was
the guy
with a character
who picked up the whole thing.
That's true. Do you say by geneva? You say maybe a geneva, a chaver, a
by geneva?
Yeah.
Let's say we do
the same. Well, if we do, then that's Rashi. That I can pick up a geneva, my chaver, and we're kind of together. So you want to say the Tosis. You want to explain Tosis. The Tosis is saying the Tosis is Shrek. So it's like the Tosis, how are you going to learn Tosis? Tosis has to hold that if one person picks it up, it's not kind of for the other one. So Yozah might be a Geneva for his Chaver, like on his Chaver. So Frek the Tosis, if so, when the two pick it up together, why is it any better? Agamar is saying that when two people pick up something together, and one person's Hagbah wouldn't be enough, the other half of people not Hazagabi Karka. So it's only because the other person picked it up. It only works by mitzia because it might be in right? Or else it wouldn't be a kinyan. So when two people pick it up together in such a case where each person himself wouldn't have picked up the whole thing. So also you have to come on to mabia mitzia l'chaveir k'nachaveir, right? So what's the difference if two people are picking it up or one person's picking it up? L'maisi, you have to come on to saying mabia mitzia l'chaveir k'nachaveir applies to geneva. So mamarasha. If you'll tell me Magbiya Geneva L'Chaveri is not true, I could hear it. It's Dvar Avera, it doesn't apply. I would agree with it. But the Gemara says it applies in at least one case. In the case where the two of them pick it up together, it does apply. Magbiya Geneva L'Chaveri Kana Chaveri. So then why doesn't it apply when one person picks it up for him and his Chaver? I agree, if the Chaver is not part of the Geneva, Stava Ganev has in mind someone else, that's nothing. But if the two of them want to be involved in the Geneva, and the other person wants to be kinder, so why don't you say Saktik Tzais? You say, I may be a Geneva L'Chaveri. It's kind of Chaveri too. So the Tzais is Matzdik Shitas Rashi, despite the fact that I agree, it sort of goes against the grain. It goes like the intuition is, it doesn't work that way. Just because I want to be a Ganev doesn't make me a Ganev. I didn't do anything. But the Ketzaisis Taina is, and seems to be right, that technically, it's true. Technically, if two people pick up a Geneva together, HaGemara is saying that it only works with Megbiya Mitzia L'Chaveri Kana Chaveri. With Migu Dizachil L'Nafshi Zachil L'Chaveri. It only works with Migu Dizachil L'Nafshi Zachil L'Chaveri. So if that only works with Migu Dizachil L'Nafshi Zachil L'Chaveri, so when one person picks it up, it should be the same thing. Migu Dizachil L'Nafshi Zachil L'Chaveri. It should be exactly the same. Technically, it should be the same. Even though the Rashi sounds like a tremendous chiddush, but the way things work, they only work with migud zakhel and nafshe. It goes in both cases. Side one person for two, and side two people for two. And therefore, the ketzais is matzik Rashi shita. What? I have to have a mind to steal, and someone else has to do a kinyan for me. Having a mind to steal is not enough. But if I have a mind to steal, and someone has in mind to be zeiche for me, then it does work. Even if I personally don't do any ma'aseh, yeah.
As we said.
Why?
Because in Rashi's case, I'm picking up the thing for him. So even if you say it doesn't work in that case, besides, like, the Ganef made a Kinyan Geneva. In the Shenkin and Tosis case, if neither of them made a Maisa Geneva, then there was no Maisa Geneva, none of them were Kaina anything. In order for one of them to be Kaina, the Migo is a stronger Migo. You could say that in Rashi's case, in other words, the long as Rashi is right, it should work. But we have a din that we don't say shliach of barbeir shemila. The shliach is the only one who picked it up. In this case, when they both picked it up together, there would be no kinyan unless we say it. It's stronger.
Okay, saying it's good. Okay, so these are the nesivos. I've spoken out today two machlokesim. The machlokes we just spoke out is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, where in Svara, certainly Tosfos sounds more mustaver, but the Tosfos taina is that technically Rashi's right. The first machlokes we spoke out today was the machlokes to Sman de Shach. It was similar in that the Shach was Maida, Pashkofer Rishayna, that the Sma should be right in Svara. The Shach was also Maida that the Sma should be right. In his case of being kind of $1,500 for a Malva. But the Shach said that from Rav and the Gemara, it's Mukher, like the Beis Yosef. The Nesivis just adds one Knech to Rava. And with that, he answers. He argues with the Ktzais, he holds like Tosfos, and he argues with the Shach, and he holds like the Sma. He defends the Shita that's more Mestaver in both cases by just adding one Knech of explanation to Rava. And the explanation of Rava is the following. Again, let's not get confused. Rami Bar Chama holds, you can always be Zeich L'Chavre. You buy National, there's Zeich L'Chavre. Rava holds, it's limited. When can I be zeichet to someone else? Only if I am in fact zeichet to myself. Only then I can be zeichet to someone else. That was Rava Shita. So Rava held, I have to in fact be zeichet for someone else, then I'm zeichet for myself too. I have to in fact be zeichet for myself, then I'm zeichet for my friend too. Zakta Nesivis, Rava is saying that when you pick up something, you're zeichet for your friend also, and it works only in the case of our Gemara, where in order for my kinyan to be a kinyan, the other person's kinyan has to be a kinyan too. I have a need that the other person's kinyan should be a kinyan, because if I pick up my end of the talis and the other end of the talis is munachas bekarka, I'm not kaina. As we've said, Hagbah is only kaina if you pick up the whole thing. So in that case, Dr. Nesivis, in Rava's case, I need that my friend should be kaina in order for my kinyan to work. That's the only case that Rava holds, that we say, Miku de Zach Lenafshe, Zach Lechav. That once I'm being Zeicha for myself, I'm being Zeicha for him. Because I need his chelak akinyan to be chal for my good. I can do kinyanim for my good. Rava says you can do kinyanim for yourself. You can't do kinyanim for other people. If it's for my good that someone else be kinder, yes, then I could be kinder for someone else. What's the case where for my good, for my kinyan, I need someone else? That's a case where two people pick up something together. So if not for the other person, it would be munachas bekarka, I wouldn't be kinder. So in that case, we say, migud zachel nafshi zachel chavri. So in that case of Geneva, Tosfos says, shnayim shutvim shaganvu shigbiu shnayim. Shutvim shaganvu, they pick it up together. I need that my chavis kinyan should be a kinyan so that my kinyan should be a kinyan. I don't have kinyan in Geneva unless the whole thing is picked up. I need my chavre's kinyan to be a kinyan. There we do say, migu de zach lenav, shei zach lechavre. Because since I need my chavre's kinyan for me, it works. Mashiach ken in Rashi's case. One ganav picks it up for both. He doesn't need that his chavre should be kinder, for him to be kind. He's picking up a piece of jewelry. He wants to be kind of here for himself, here for his chavre. He doesn't need, he's doing the whole ma'aseh kinyan. Let's say his chavu, wherever he is saying beferish, I don't want to be kainah. The ganiv who picks it up is still kainah the half for himself. He doesn't need that his chavu should be kainah the second half. He doesn't care who owns the second half. His half, he's doing a complete kinyan. Zakta Nesivis. when does Rava hold Mika de Zachel Nashi Zachel Chavre? Only in a situation where I need the other person's kinyan. Memela, Tosis is right. By Geneva, for me, I'm a Ganev, I shouldn't be a Ganev, but Lamaisa, I want to be Kainid. I need that my Chavre should be Kainid his end in order for my end to be a kinyan, otherwise my end won't be a kinyan. My Sha'en Kain, in Rashi's case, where I don't need my Chavre. This is how the Ketzais explains Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Then the what? The Nesivos explains Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Then the Nesivos says, the same thing is true, we'll go back to the first half of Shir, to the Machlokes between the Sma and the Beis Yosef, or the Sma against the Shach and Beis Yosef. What's the case? A Malva is owed $1,000. A life owes $1,000 to 10 people. One Malva goes, and he is being kind of $1,000 for himself and $500 for a schaver, all in one kinyan. In one shot, he's picking up $1,500. He wants, Migu Dezachel Anashe, since I'm getting $1,000 for myself, I'm getting $500 for my chaver. So the Sama said, it doesn't work. You're only a balabas on the amount that you could be kind of for yourself, now it's something you can't be kind of for yourself. It's up to Shach. I hear the Svara. Well, for the Gemara, it's much different. The Shach said, in the Gemara, we see from Rava that when two people pick up a mitzvah together, we say, Migu de Zachel Nashi Zachel Lechavre, despite the fact that I can only get half, he's picking up, he wants half, and I want half, we're picking up the talis together. My kinyan could help for him, despite the fact that I'm only getting half. I'm not a balabas of the second half, and still it helps for him. So the Shach says, we see from our Gemara, that you say, Migu Dezachel Nashi, even on something I can't get for myself. That was the Shach's time. So the Nesivos, 1 minute. 1 minute. Where did Rava say it? Rava said it in a case where I need for my chaver to do a kinyan for my good. We're picking up the talis together. I need that he should be kaina. Because if he's not kaina, and I'm the only one doing a hagbah, it's kimisha munachas bekarkadami, my kinyan wouldn't be a kinyan either. Only here did Rava say that if I'm picking it up with him, I could help his kinyan, and he could help my kinyan. Because it's in my own self-interest, it's l'toivasi, that he should be kaina. I can do any kinyan that's l'toivasi. L'toivasi, it doesn't matter chav l'achrini. I can pick up a mitzvah for myself. Who cares if it's chav l'achrini? For myself, I'm allowed to do it. So the same thing, if it's for my good that my chav get half the mitzvah, that's where Rava says it works. My sha'en came in the case of the Shach and the Sma. I'm picking up $1,500. $1,000 is for my loan. $500 is for Shimon's loan. I don't need Shimon to be kind of his 500. It's not l'toivasi. I'm doing the whole Maisa Kinyan. The 1,000 for me, I'm kind of no matter what. Even if Bezin will paskin that the 500 goes back to the loiva, my 1,000 I'm kind of. I did a complete Kinyan. There's no part of it that's b'lach agabe karka. I'm doing the whole thing. Hey, yais, that I'm doing a complete Kinyan. And I don't need for my chaver to be kind of for my own taiva. In such a case, we don't say migu dezachil enafshe zachil echavre. And if he can't be kainet for himself, he can't be kainet for his chavre. So with this, then the Sivis answer defends this man and explains again the derech that's more mistaver, the derech that pashkafri shayim is more mistaver, which is if I'm owed 1,000, I can't take 1,500. Who am I to take the other 500? I have no shachas to the other 500. By extension, right? I have a right to reserve one seat for myself. I can't reserve for someone else. Well, I'm not a balabas on that. So the Nesivos says a davar amistaber tuva, and with that he defends Tosfos against the Ketzais, and defends the Sma from the tainus of the Shach. All with this one svara, the Ketzais answers a gemara and daf test with this. Also, he answers, I think, 4 or 5 difficulties with this one yesod. What the Nesivos again is saying is that you can be kind of two ways. Either Rami Bar Chama's way, Bigudi boy zachil nafshei zachil chavrei. That always works. And even when you don't have Rami Bar Chava, you can't be zeicha for yourself because it's the extra $500. So you can't be zeicha for yourself. Then you could use Rava, bigudi zachil nafshei zachil chavrei, only if the other person's kinyan is for your taiva. That's where Rava says his din. The other person's kinyan is for my taiva, then I could. But if Stam, he's my friend, that's not called my taiva. My taiva means it's for my financial taiva. And there it doesn't work. This is how the Nesivis works out the sugya. It's, I think, a very geshmak machlekes shach Nesivis. Comes out beautiful that the whole shiloh of reserving two seats is a machlekes shach and snag, it's nice Nesivis. It works out in a nice, like you can hoodwink someone into hearing the whole nidin if he doesn't want to learn, but you know, if you get him into it, so then it so then it could work. So the question is, let's say I'm seizing not cash $1,500. Let's say I'm seizing a fur coat. He owes me $1,000. So I'm seizing a fur coat. The fur coat is worth $1,500. So could I say then that I'll be zecher the $500 for my chaver? So I think not, and I'll explain why. Let's say someone only owes me $1,000. He doesn't owe anybody else anything else. And I grabbed his fur coat, and I grabbed it, and now I don't have to give it back until he gives me $1,000, or I could sell it. So I don't need that the other $500 worth of this coat should go out of the loiva's ownership in order for me to be kinder. Because I'm doing one ma'aseh kinyan. So I don't need that someone else should be kinder to $500. The only case where I do need someone else to be kinder to $500 is in a case where the other person is physically picking it up at the same time. And you have this problem that it's kemisha munachas agabi kakadami. Then I need that the other person's kinyan should work so that my kinyan should also be one big kinyan. This is what comes out from this very lamdish sugya. I don't think without reviewing it well that a person could really be. And this is like, this is ketzais nesivis. This is when we talk about mechleks ketzais nesivis, you're talking about the amkus hasvara that of this sugya. I just had one thought of my own to add to this, and that is the following. If we're makabel the Avnei Nezer's chiddush from last week, the Avnei Nezer said that this whole sugya, and Avnei Nezer was playing the Ravid, it's really a Ravid, but he was saying that if two people do one ma'isa, really each one did the whole ma'isa. We said if two people pick up a baseball bat, each one picked up the whole baseball bat. You don't need yechaver. In our Gemara, why do you need yechaver? Because you picked up a talus. And one end of the talus is laying on the ground. Since one end of the talus is laying on the ground, so kemishim menachas agavi karka, my agbo wouldn't do it. So dafka in this sugya, I need Dr. Ivid might be a mitzil chaveri or kara chaveri. Dafka over here, I need bigul dezach l'nash dezach l'chaveri. But it would be something that if I picked up myself, I would be picking up the whole thing. I don't need it. Comes out if you're going to be mekabel in the sivis is chiddush. That the only time you say make me a mitzil chaveri kara chaveri dezach l'nash chaveri, according to Rav, is where I need the other person for my good. That would be limited to something like a talus or a heavy piece of furniture where I pick up one end, the other end wouldn't get picked up. But it would come out that in a case where it's a baseball bat, something where if I pick it up, I'm picking up the whole thing. In such a situation, it would come out, according to the Nesivis Svara, that we wouldn't say, by being Mitzil, Migul Zachal Nash Zachal Chavre. Just each person is doing an entire Ma'aseh Kinyan. It will come out that the Nesivis' rule, that Migazach and Zazel Chavre works only with Taivasi, that's all talking in this case with a Geneva is something like a talus, which is laying on the ground. It will be something like a baseball bat, I wouldn't need it. I'm not asking a cash, I'm just pointing out that I wouldn't need it. I wouldn't need it in such a case. So Taisus says, Higbiu Shneyem, Taisus must be talking about a piece of furniture or something. It has a shaykhus to our sugya. Rav is bringing a raya to our sugya. Rav is saying, it's a raya from Geneva. Raif and Gedeva has to be a case where I need to come on to the other person's kinyan in order for it to be chal, which is true. That's the way the Raivid learns the sugya. Just if you take the Avdi Nez and plug it in, you gain that it becomes a little more complicated. The whole Nesivus Cheshbon just becomes a little more complicated. So I hope you'll review this. I just want to warn you, we're going to spend still tomorrow with the other Machlaikis Ksais Nesivus, the one I mentioned from Kuf, was it Kuf Lamed Ches? Kuf? Samach. Samaches, right. That's not Samaches. And that one we're still going to do tomorrow.